Hosting the Hollywood Squares was the most fun I think I've ever had in my career. Sometimes I actually felt guilty about getting paid for it, but not that guilty. Most of the time, going to work was more like a social get-together with my friends. Ah, and what a group of friends. Paul Lynn, Wally Cox, Charlie Weaver, Rose Marie, George Gobel, oh, the list goes on and on and on. And because I never knew the punchlines that these folks were going to come up with, I was able to have as much fun as you were having at home. Obviously, you and I weren't the only ones having fun. In 1974, when the show had been on, oh, I guess for about eight years, a book called Zingers from the Hollywood Squares was published, saving for posterity some of the best jokes from the show. It did so well that an album by the same name was released later that year. The book and album were a huge hit with fans of the show, but they have been unavailable for many, many years. I, for one, am delighted that this wonderful material can now be enjoyed by those who remember the show with fondness, and those who may never have seen it in its original form. Now we can once again hear our favorite jokes delivered by the very stars who made those jokes great. In those days, it wasn't about a right answer or a wrong answer. It was about a zinger. A zinger from the Hollywood Squares. Enjoy.